This is a session with Nelson, recorded on July 28th, copyright 2011, New Grand View Incorporated, all rights reserved, and we're starting at 1:45 p.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, Ion.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Ion.
Hey.
Well,
that's trick.
I've got a couple questions about Bob and I just started talking about what's going to be the result of August 2nd
mm-hmm.
in terms of this U.S. defaulting, and I just want to ask you a couple questions. Are they going to default, and what's going to be the repercussions?
They already have. They're fighting right now. Look at this. They're having this great big knockdown, peep-toed, slingback, do-me-like-a-dog fight because they can't pay their bills. So we know, here's the solution. Let's borrow our way out of debt. It's ridiculous. If you can't pay $14 trillion, how are you going to pay $16 or $20 or $50 or $87 trillion?
Yeah, exactly.
And the ones doing the fighting don't even have a clue what $1 trillion is.
So if when they do release that they did default, is the U.S. dollar going to drop like a rock?
Well, it's already dropped 20%.
I'm just trying to think about trading-wise what's the best route. And how's it going to impact Canada?
Oh, yeah. All the prime, well, we talk about the prime. Now, we're talking about banking in Canada, okay? Because
yeah.
The government's just worthless. I mean, they don't have a say in what they own in their own world, let alone anything else. The main players in what they call the prime banking positions are pretty heavy in U.S. positions.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, that would set that into play.
Okay, so basically the Canadian banks are pretty heavily reliant on the U.S. anyway.
Well, they always have been.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, where's the best place to put your money?
You mean your debt?
Well, I mean, just savings.
Money is debt. That's what it says on the note. That's what Ion's referring to.
Well, look at it. It's a note. What's a note? If you buy a car and you don't pay for it, okay, you have to sign a note as things that you owe for the car. Well, if you're talking about U.S. currency, it's a Federal Reserve note. It's borrowed money. So it's just debt.
Wow. So this August 2nd release is going to be the beginning of quite a lot of shit.
Well, this isn't new. This has been bubbling along. And the reason everybody's having such travail over it simply is because they already can't pay what they owe. And they already have everybody on Canadian welfare, and they can't continue the welfare. Margaret Thatcher had a very famous quote that's it was ridiculous when she said it. But all of a sudden now it's starting to have a little bit more meaning. The problem with socialism is that sooner or later you finally run out of someone else's money.
So, Ian, what I get is that it's been crashed a long time ago,
well,
but they've run out of explaining and covering up that fact. They haven't got any more ways to cover it, to say to bandage
right.
it. They've run
That's
out of bandages.
Right. Well, it was done when you announced it on cash flow ever so long ago, Bob. It was done then.
I said that I did
nothing
this.
Nothing to profit. He most certainly did.
Yeah, the way we have a section on how Ionic in the addenda section. Go way down. It says how Bob and James crash the economy. And I said, okay, Ion, you're saying that about me. Here's how I understand it. Because I defined the four bodies and the virtual thing, because I technically said what was really going on, that naming of it, was like naming Rumpelstiltskin, and I caught it by naming it accurately, and it collapsed. And Ion said, yeah, that's how I did it.
Wow.
Yep. And
what?
And rightly so.
I was on the radio from January 2008 on, and so by I was defining the hell out of everything pretty accurately to the point that the other guy ran the station wanted me to talk to Ron Paul, and so Ron Paul's people wouldn't have me, but I kept telling Ron Paul what was wrong with his program and why he didn't know, blah, 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 and I did that for 8-9 months, and then it crashed in September 2008, right at the peak of my explanations.
So is there anywhere that is secure? Like, where? What is secure from this?
Your power.
In terms of economy.
Your power.
Well, I guess ultimately the... Now, when you say your power, you're talking about power relative to...
Every
aspect. Call it your spirituality.
Your
it's not a good word, but it's your spirituality.
Shit.
It's your ability to handle
ridiculous.
Your own eternity. They're given
ridiculous.
The chance now
why
to be a
you
god.
Just trust you? Why don't you just trust your subconscious?
I said it's a bad word.
Well,
but the
use
point
bad
is,
words.
No,
you
it begins. No,
the, you
I
call all this shit. So you watch your words now.
Yeah.
Nelson can screw his up if he wants to, but you're on our butt. So you
yeah.
mind what you say.
Well, I'm doing that. So here's what it is. What you, people think is becoming spiritual powerful, it's we're given the choice now to acknowledge our eternity in the physical. That's what this is, a big choice given people. And Ion says you're going to get out on stage, get on the bus, or get out of the way. That's what's being required of people, Nelson.
Okay, so how do you get on the bus?
Well, I mean, ascension, it's a three-part process, okay? First of all, or if you want to do it 3-2-1, you certainly may do it that way in that order, is you embrace your non-physical, which you now have deliciously, and you get that, okay? There is non-physical, and it's in you already. There's nothing you have to do to achieve non-physical. You have more non-physical than you are physical. You get
uh-huh.
that. Second part. Then is what we say is a practical application. It's not absolutely required, but it certainly is the fastest path to your process of joy would be to embrace, engage what Bob's too lazy to say. He calls it the bread of water, the RNA drops, right? Or a third, depending on which way you lay it out, is that you then must allow those shifts and change within your meat sack body to take hold. Now, an easier way to explain that is to find and develop a practice of never mind. Your body autonomically, if it were allowed, would take care of every issue in your body, in your world, in your life. Okay? But where that goes south is when you start second guessing and questioning, is it okay to breathe or not? Is it okay to maintain a systolic blood pressure or not? And that's when it gets all cross, because it responds. See, your body will respond, because that's the abject that causes you the shift or change in your words. You get to playing with us and you start using words like I'm ruined, by God, you'll see what ruin feels like.
Uh-huh. Well,
been proven.
I've got a bottle of the RNA drops en route, but should I get a Realign capsule too? The Realign drops.
It would do well, and the reason it benefits because you're pretty high tuned anyway. Okay, meaning
yeah.
you're running pretty straight. So when you add the RNA drops, then the basic amino acid balance in the Realign is would be very beneficial, specifically to help you ease into those shifts of transition, because your body's going to go, wow, what is this? And there's been every kind of discussion about it individually. People say, you know, I'm
Bob, I should be purchasing these from the guy Matthew Hurtado.
Hurtado.
Hurtado? Okay, good.
Well,
Bread of Living
Water. Right. That's rnadrops.com.
Perfect. On their way.
And what happens is then your body, you give your body new information. Okay? And then the third part or the first part, depending on how you lay it out, no problem, then you allow those shifts and change to come. Okay? And that's already happening for you a bit because used to there'd be things come along and it would just wipe you out. Now all of a sudden things come along and you just sort of go, oh, well, yep, that'll work out. Okay, good. Okay, congratulations. You know, you've taken a lot of the heatness out of the fire.
Uh-huh.
So then,
yeah, I think the old Nelson would have been really pissed that the formula, 4X formula, wasn't working. I think
You're
very relaxed about it.
But it is.
Thanks, Bob.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's one thing.
I'm really like this formula isn't working for me yet, and I'm really just sort of enjoying the experience.
Exactly. Now you hear that. Now see your words. That's better. That's better. It's working, but it's not working perfectly for me yet. That doesn't mean it doesn't. It just means I'm still playing with it, which is perfectly fine. That's
and
right.
And I'm perfectly fine with that fact, and I'm
like
not
getting
upset
dirty.
About it.
It's like getting dirty. You get dirty so you can take a bath? No. You take a bath because you had fun out getting dirty.
Yeah, exactly.
But you don't go get dirty. You don't go jump in the pool to see if you can get
wet
or not.
Because you
want to
take a bath.
It's because you
want
to get in the water. Yeah.
And
if that's the case, that's a good enough a reason to engage this propensity for eternalness. Because you're eternal whether you like it or not. But you can be eternal in your place of power and stay right here, right now. And the sky is going to fall. Don't worry about that. But it doesn't mean that it's going to have to fall on you. Remember, that was Chicken Little's trouble. He got squished. See, that's the point. And so then as this Bob ushers in his new civilization, they've created a vacuum. The vacuum always draws to and to itself. Until you reach singularity. Singularity is that sooner or later you figure out you can't borrow your way out of debt.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
and so burn it. That's what they're saying. They're saying on the QNN, CNN, SNN, whatever it is, it's ridiculous. They're saying we feel like we are in a parallel world. That this has never, it's not like historical, it's like never occurred or happened ever. So it's not like they can say, well, during Reconstruction, we had this come along and we did this, and this is how it worked out. See, it's almost like one full turn. Now, you want to talk about your formula, but this will give you a little twist into that. Everything is vibrational, remember?
Yeah.
And you've worked perfectly, succinctly, step by step by step, in that process of wrapping yourself around that new persuasion, all right? And you've made great strides in that. It's just laying it out in a flat plane that seems to be not exactly perfect yet, but it's getting there, so that's fine. But it's the same thing here. As far as vibration goes, this is how that's vibrationally how it came to.
Mm-hmm.
See, the housing bubble, the housing market, and all that kind of stuff, did that cause this? No. This caused that.
Uh-huh.
Do you
yeah,
get
exactly.
that?
If they were, if there were proper measures put forth at the beginning to rule out all of this bullshit, you wouldn't have had such greed in the housing and the mortgage crisis.
It wasn't about greed. It was about out of control increasing M1. And one of the ringleaders of that is your Royal Bank of Canada. Bank of Nova Scotia is 61% would fall.
Ian, how come they seem secure over the past couple years, though? What, why, and I talked to Ian about it, they sort of were not involved, it seemed. You mean
well,
the other banks?
What bank is the most secure bank in Canada? What should I be banking at and keeping our money?
Well, it makes no difference because of the regulation. If one goes, they're all gone. Because they all have the Commonwealth. They all have the Commonwealth of Canada. So if one goes, they're all gone.
Okay. So, yeah, if Canada gets screwed up, they're all gone.
Okay. So how come
it
looked like...
Is.
Right, but how come there was this patina of actually not happening in Canada the past years the way it was in the States? Why, and I addressed that there was some bit of a disconnect, that Royal Bank and them didn't invest in the mortgages and that.
They didn't directly, but now, they didn't directly. They weren't, we said that, they weren't all in the housing
right.
subprime business.
We didn't deregulate like they did.
That's right. That's exactly right. But they were ass deep in T-bills.
Right. So this bandaging over the last 2 years of fake recovery, that's not working anymore. And now the deeper level of the Royal Bank has been in
well, when,
now
when
makes
the,
them
when
vulnerable.
The bonds, when the bonds are no good, they're done.
Yeah. And that's happened. The bonds became no good, well, you could
August
say a long time
2nd.
Ago.
Well, no,
August 2nd is when
but
they become
no
good.
That's not even a drop-dead date because there is a little money coming in. The question then becomes if they're going to meet their $30 billion interest payment on the 15th or not. But see, they're all trying to work this out so that Standard & Poor's and Moody's doesn't downgrade them, and they already have.
Well, for example, we've got a lot of money in Canadian bonds. What's a safer bond? Like, in terms of bonds and savings, where should we be putting our money?
Don't worry about that. That has nothing to do with it. Get into the power, and then you'll be just like Alexander Hamilton. He
well,
was a pretty big. He was a statesman.
The speed in
they
which
were
I
trying
can get
to pay off the Revolutionary War, and they couldn't do it. And they were running around with these pieces of paper selling them for 5 cents on the dollar. And Alexander Hamilton got up there and says, "We got to pay these off." And everybody said, "No, we're not. We're defunct. We're bust. We can't do this." He said, "Yes, but if we pay this off, we will become the superpower of the world. If we make these good, we're in like Flynn." And that held on for 230-odd years. Pretty deep. Go down.
But you basically mean have be able to not make, but not have to worry about money.
Well, exactly. Because worrying about anything just makes it worse.
Well,
if you're
really
banking
worry.
On them Canadian bonds to get you by, you're screwed.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly.
See, so if you look at it that way, all of a sudden it becomes peanut brittle money.
So what should I be banking on in terms of like
your
where
power?
That's
what you
okay.
should be banking on. If you bank on your power, they'll bring it to you and say, "We're all defunct, we're all lost, we're all done here. Have it all. See what you can do." And you could say, "All right, stand back and watch the power of a miracle working God," and they'll bow.
So, in terms of, I forget the phrase you're using, coming into your power or whatever,
yes.
is the formula...
Well, you'd be easy with the whatever, but yeah.
Yeah. Is the formula the direction, that direction that I'm heading in, is that the direction that will get me there?
No, it isn't. It's a three-step process. We already told you that. The formula is what you use to prove that you're powerful enough to do what you're trying to learn how to do.
Okay. Well, how...
Taking the RNA drops is the first stage for you.
Yeah.
Well, the second stage, the middle stage, because you've
yeah.
already graciously, you've done the third part, which is embracing your non-physical.
No, that means the first phase. The first phase is embracing the idea of the non-physical.
Fine, but it's not a 1-2-3. We say it's a 3-2-1. But it,
right.
We said it makes no difference at the end of the day.
I know what you mean.
Part.
Just make sure he understands. It's the earlier
yes.
phase is
yes.
accepting what you're doing today, interacting with non-physical.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Because
so
what,
I've
it
got
always
a couple...
that always broadens your capacity.
I've got a couple quick questions before I get on to the formula. And they're just sort of questions that popped up because I was thinking about them this week.
Good.
Is there a way – okay, so I was here with friends, and a couple friends were mixing a couple alcoholic drinks, all right?
Certainly.
And I don't drink very much. And
right.
Like, maybe at all, pretty much. And I was thinking, is there a natural way, or is there a way to combat the taste of alcohol with, like, a perfect double negative and make it totally tasteless?
Well, if you get the right proof, it doesn't have any taste anyway.
Okay, when you say that, what do you mean by that? Like,
well, if you get a 190 proof, it doesn't have any taste. It'll burn, but it doesn't have any taste.
Okay, but in terms of like a drink that has like 30% alcohol, can you add something to that drink to make it so you can't taste the alcohol? That isn't like cranberry juice or something. It's like an actual designed additive that negates the taste. Like, does it go specifically
after the alcohol
taste?
No. Because of the pH of alcohol, nothing you can add to it that doesn't have – you have to mask it. Now there's lots of different kinds of alcohol, and some are – well, you've been exposed, you know.
Yeah.
And grandma's, you could find a – you know, a 100-year-old brandy that might be very, very, very good. But just like enjoying a cigar, if you hate tobacco, there's nothing you can do to make a cigar taste good. It's an acquired thing.
Okay. All right. Because of the pH, you got to just mask it. You can't double negative it.
Well, then if you're having to mask it, there's no point in engaging it.
Uh-huh.
See, you should enjoy it. If you're not doing it to enjoy it, we say don't put it in your mouth.
Yeah, that's the nutrition principle. Ion tells Carolyn to tell people, eat what you enjoy, what you like. If you don't like it, spit out. Regardless of what the nutrition council says is the value, go by your taste.
The nutritional councils put you in ICU, so we aren't impressed.
Also, another question. While they were mixing drinks, my grandmother was here and one of my friends were smoking cigarettes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I've never tried a cigarette.
Right.
And I was wondering why they're addicted to not only the act of smoking, but they're addicted to the nicotine.
Certainly.
And is there a healthier way of delivering nicotine, but using the same type of technique, like burning? You want something in a cigarette.
Okay, they have electric cigarettes now where you have smoke and it's water vapor and you blow water vapor and you get nicotine. You can smoke them in restaurants. It's water vapor.
Now, but is there anything like that that you have to light with a lighter, like something that burns? That has nicotine, but it's like it's not highly toxic.
Well, who said tobacco was toxic?
Well, there's in the cigarettes there's tar and all sorts of toxic shit.
What's wrong with tar?
So then why do people get cancer from smoking cigarettes?
Because they put labels on it that says this will give you emphysema and cancer and kiss my ass.
Oh, so
no one used to die of that.
No, I know. Nobody used to die of that.
Well, in China, they never had any trouble with any kind of any issues or problems with tobacco. They used tobacco in Chinese medicine to dry the blood. That's what it does.
Interesting. Okay, so it's like a head.
If somebody had pneumonia, they would give them tobacco. And it wouldn't be American tobacco, obviously, but it would be tobacco, and they'd dry them up, and they'd be fine. See, there's nothing on the planet there's nothing on the planet that's poisonous. You are the only poison. There's nothing you could do to this earth to destroy it, because if you could have, you would have all damn ready. There's nothing that can kill you. If there was, anything you could think about would have already.
So you're saying that a lot of these are just within our minds.
Everything is in your mind. That's how you've maintained your less thanness.
Interesting.
And if you get, and now, you, now there's some people running around the planet. All of a sudden, they can do whatever they want to do. They can go where they want to go. They can smoke what they want to smoke. They can drink what they want to drink. They can shoot what they want to shoot. They can drive 300 miles an hour down the Autobahn. They can tear it all up, and they do just fine. They can fall out of an airplane, and they land on a feather bed. Makes no difference, you see.
Oh, okay, so now the only other question other than the formula I've got is, lately the markets have been, the patterns in the markets have been a bit, not odd, but just have changed a bit, probably because of this looming debt thing. And I was wondering if, I'm talking specifically currencies, is there any way to tell or to know before a session what's going to be the predominant mover? Like, not where it's going, but what's going to move? Is there any way of knowing that?
Now,
like
that's
using
one, now, that's a practice. That's a practice thing. The answer, that's a very good question. And the answer is yes. And we, if you don't mind, what we'll do is we'll give you how JW does it. Would that be okay?
Yeah,
all right.
Of course.
Things are rolling along. Commodities were. And all of a sudden, he was looking at his work. He doesn't write anything out anymore because that's ridiculous to him. He looks at it, and he looks at what he is. And everybody was doing great. Everybody was buying an extra house. They were trading up their yachts. They were, they were going for the silver cloud wasn't doing it anymore. You got to have the new something, something, something. And it was just over the top crazy as far as trying to get rid of money for fun.
Yep.
You know, shits and giggles, as he calls it.
Yep.
And something was rolling along, and it dawned on him that rough rice was the thing. And how that dawned on him is he was watching the outcomes of other triangulations that he'd engaged. Okay? Well, no one even speaks of rough rice as a commodity because it was nothing. Okay? It was nothing.
Okay.
I mean, that was just what poor people ate. It was just like, you know, it was like potatoes in Russia. And that's just all they had, so that just is. So you ain't going to corner the market in potatoes and get anywhere, although McDonald's does okay with that. But he saw rough rice, and so he started securing positions. Well, we'd say we don't know in his vernacular what vast is, but lots, that's fair, lots of rice. And he went long on rice, which is not really what you'd want to look at in a commodity, is it?
No.
Well, he went long, and now all of a sudden, it's at the highest price that it's ever been ever, and it's even on the boards as far as exchange. For the value received, it's up more than gold.
Wow.
And it's a sleeper. It's a sleeper. Okay, because he was triangulating, and he was noticing these things, and that just became the end-all, be-all, have-all, okay? But now JW is also the one that would never get stuck in traffic. If there was a traffic jam, he would always be going the opposite direction, you see? And if he did get himself crossed up in some type of traffic in Atlanta, there's traffic, you know, I mean, it's just natural. If he did find himself, he immediately is exiting. He knows a way around, okay? He's not going to sit in 30 minutes in traffic. It's just not, it ain't happening. Even if there's blood in the road, he'll go around it. You know, it doesn't bother him. But you, once you get a little practice in this playing of how to attribute vibration to sequencing, these little things find you. Okay, he's been talking about gold forever. Bob can tell you it was back when it was $211 an ounce. He was on it like a bad habit. You see? And it'd bump up and down and up and down and up and down. 275, 275, biddy, 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 230, 230, 245, 255, 1620, 1619. Boom, 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 boom. So you get a feel for not even the aspect of what it is. You get a feel based on the other vibrations that are around of logical progressions. You see? And once you then have an intention with a logical progression, then all of a sudden you give it your attention. Well, when you give it attention, you find out that you can have lots of rice relatively inexpensively. And you don't even have to margin yourself, margin yourself. So, well, when we say margin, we say don't wish for a penis bigger than you can stick in your butt.
Okay.
Because if you get that, it's going to be trouble one way or the other. See, one way or the other, it's going to be trouble. So that's balance. So that's balance.
Yeah.
Okay? It's balance.
Yeah.
So there you go, you see. And that sort of soothes the rough edges if there is a rough edge. And so we brought that little thing up just because you'll get a feel for it. And he goes with it. When he has this notion or when he sees things adjusting, he knows. Okay?
Yeah, but he's able to do the triangulation.
Well, he does, but he does it without even ciphering anything. This was long before we ever showed up or even told what triangulation was.
So you chose and came through JW. How'd that all get all set up?
Oh, easy. He had absolutely no resistance. Absolutely zero resistance. He made a lot of money before you came to him.
He made a lot of money before you came to him.
Well, he's never made money. We don't know. We don't understand the concept of making money. Making money is debt.
Oh, okay. So making wealth, coming to your into your power. What do you want to call it?
Source. Okay. Resources. Okay. That's okay.
He's had extensive resources before you came to him.
Well, but he also had no issue with that either, you see. See, if there's no issue, then there's no big deal. It's no thing, okay? And the only place he even has to be careful at all is in dealing with people. Bob tries to keep him out of conversation because he just fucks people up, and it's better to keep him out of the way. And Bob is very kind and keeps it, but he'll let him have a little play now and then just for chat. But he opens his mouth and starts talking about things, and everybody's going, "Do what?" You know, they're not going to let him chat much because he's where he is, and for him to have that conversation with them doesn't help them. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, sure,
well,
it's fun. It's a little bit, little dab will do you. It's like Brill cream, a little dab will do you. But maybe
Bob will advise me to fly down to Atlanta and meet him.
He doesn't. He doesn't do that.
No, I know.
Yeah. No. His privacy is the most valuable thing he owns.
Yeah, no, that's what I figured.
No, Nelson. You would know that I kept Nelson away from JW in 2007. I was doing what I do regularly through the ION group.
Mm-hmm.
I do not connect people with JW. JW doesn't want it. Though sometimes he gets lonely, and then he wants to talk to some people, and then we have phone conferences now, so he ends up talking, and
then
I got to fucking clean up the mess.
He does have me. What's the worst mess you've gotten into?
What's an example of a mess?
Well, JW wouldn't notice it. I noticed it because I got to talk to the people after.
Right.
Okay.
JW didn't even notice he ran over four people.
Right, exactly. And he might talk. The most interesting thing would be whatever it is he's collecting at the moment. So he could sit and talk to you about the new run of Bushilani Silver and could talk to you for 2 hours. Well, if you didn't know what Bucciolati was, it wouldn't impress you, number one. You wouldn't care, number two. It really wouldn't make any difference, number three. It would might be engaging, and you might be polite because you were raised nice, so you could maintain a conversation. But after the first hour, it would be kind of ridiculous, you see, if it wasn't interesting to you. But he wouldn't know anything else. They had a, what was your, they had the rewrite group. It was the ladies' cocktail party.
Yeah.
And J.W. got on the damn telephone and I guess went vagina on them and told the girls how to perfectly have their floors done so they have a mirrored finish, their hardwood floors. And then they wanted to know what kind of floors they were, and he had to describe that they were inlaid satinwood floors. That marquetry inlaid flooring. They didn't even know what it was. They didn't know what that was. Because apparently people don't have marquetry satinwood inlaid in their floors. He would have nothing less. But they didn't even know what that was, you see.
So he's talking, Jada was talking about all these details of his life. How about how he gets invited to Las Vegas. They want J.W. there to start winning money, so it drums up business. When people hear how J.W. lives, this just might make them feel less than.
Right, and that's no fun because he's kind. I mean, he's very compassionate. He never wants anyone. He wants everybody's dreams to come true. He just doesn't want to be at his expense. But he wishes everybody well. He just doesn't care if well reaches them or not.
Well,
JW's talking to this person who's trying to figure out if they can get this month's rent. Okay, I mean, Ion's talking about this person trying to get their month's rent. And then, for some reason, Ion cites, outs JW, gives an example. Well, JW's got 12 houses, three of them he's never been in, and he's got another five houses he's going to buy. He goes on about JW's 20 houses, and somehow relating it to this person, his desire to get some rent paid, it's probably done appropriately through Ion. But if you get JW on, after talking about his 12 houses, he hasn't got the ionic edge to make it relevant to the people.
Well, yeah, and he wouldn't care. I mean, it wouldn't.
Yes.
It wouldn't matter. But it's, you know, it's a flow. But it makes no difference because at the end of the day, he's happy. He's happy, and they make up contrast, little things for him to fiddle with and digit with and. He's a micromanager. He's always after the pennies and all that kind of stuff. And the tiniest little thing just sends him into orbit and all this kind of stuff. You know, that kind of thing. But he knows that if he takes care of the pennies, that he'll never have to worry about the dollars.
Uh-huh.
You see.
Well,
but that's
speaking
just
of
his,
that, do you mind if we get
onto
the formula? Do you
Sorry?
Mind if we shift focus onto the formula?
Certainly.
Just because I don't have much time. I would love to talk.
Well, bless
Bob,
your
what's
heart.
The time check? What's the time check, Bob? When did we end up starting?
You still got half an hour at least.
Okay, great, because I guess we just started a bit late.
He got the message. He didn't want to hear about JW.
No. It's not about that. It's not about that at all.
He's a little JW. It's all about Nelson. He wants to get his stuff done. He's like JW.
If we talk and talk and talk, I hit, well, you want to pay for another session?
That's right. It's all about the pennies for Bob, too.
Bob, it's all about
That's right.
Exactly. But now, if there's ever a problem, don't worry. There are many who are not allowed at any price.
That's true.
So
there aren't any problems.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And if you don't want to try that out, you may. No problem. But it's fun. Now go ahead. Get to your askings.
Okay. So I went through a couple of these, hit a couple walls. Don't know if it's because of the amount of decimals in the Forex. Don't know if
okay,
it's because
then,
I'm adjusting
then,
my
then
ratio
this,
properly.
This, well, okay, then this is the point.
And
get
I
you
think
something.
I should switch. Okay.
Get you something that's whole numbers. You're throwing logs on the tracks, wondering why the locomotive won't push through. Quit piling things up on the tracks. Clear the tracks. So if you can do it with 5, 1, and 10, if you can do it with that, then once you get comfortable with that, then you can have 200 decimal points. It wouldn't make any difference. Okay.
Well, that's the thing. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to shift over to another, like triangulating the Dow, let's say, or triangulating something that's going to be easier.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I don't know about the Dow, but yeah.
What would be the easiest thing to work on as a preliminary exercise?
Okay. Do you know sliced bread?
Yes.
Does it have a price?
Canadian? Yeah.
Do you know that price?
No, not off the top of my head. Depends what bread.
Okay. The bread you eat.
Okay. Yes, it must have a price. Like, yeah.
Okay. Or something that you engage now.
I engage bread.
Okay. Well, something that you engage that you can find the price of. And then you can you can triangulate that future price of that bread.
I know, but I'm not going to be able to know if I'm right for how often does bread change price.
Daily. And you could go back. You could go back and look at historically what the price of bread was, the kind of bread you know, and see what it was and what it is. You can do it with anything. You can do it with the growth of a tree. You Canadians go for that tree growing, eh?
No, I got to pick with something that's a market, something that I can chart.
Okay, then anything. Get some, find some. Look at all the markets and find something that's nice, big, round, even numbers and play with that. And if you can play with that, then what happens is you find the path that works. What's all you're doing, the only issue that you have is you're finding the parts that don't work. So you know you have figured out how it doesn't work. Great. But you already knew how it didn't work when you started. And you're trying to find out the way so it does work. Okay? So if you're doing it that way, here again, just like your power, you don't worry about which bank's going to survive the fall. You start thinking about which bank you would like to enjoy to have it all.
Uh-huh. Okay, but for what would be two other, what do you triangulate the Dow with?
You could do it with European foreign markets, the Hang Seng, the Time Straight, the CAC.
But like other indexes?
Well, you could, or you could do it with the S&P 500, the Wilshire. Oh, wait, that's gone. You could pick it against anything.
You can pick it against anything?
You can pick any three pairs of anything just so that they're not included in the same thing.
Oh, okay, so you could pick the Dow, the TSX, and something else.
And the CAC.
Oh, okay, so you could pick three separate indexes and do a triangulation on them.
Certainly.
Okay, now,
and especially if they play together, so that would certainly bring up the FTSE, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And that's pretty easy to know about, isn't it?
Yes, if a portion of their holdings are sort of cross-bred or whatever.
Well, but it's perfectly fine because one's not necessarily predicated on the other, but here's what you'll look at the markets and see. You'll look at the markets and see that if Asia is a day ahead. And let this mess that's going on right now, and you can see what's happening in Asia, and you'll see it's already having an effect. So that would be certainly triangulatable, wouldn't it? Because they're all vibrational.
What's the biggest, like, you can see the equation in